Yeah, we do this for fun,
yeah.
You know? We
three
do this
dudes
because
having
we,
fun.
We love it and we want people to listen to
you know,
it.
Sometimes screwing, but that's not what it's about.
Yeah, I mean, it's not about the doing it, but I mean, it's just about three guys getting in there and getting it done.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most sophisticated podcast. My name is Matt, and I am here with Baby Bird and Tom Petty. What's going on, guys?
God damn it.
Fucking hate your nicknames. Eat a dick.
Hey, Chris, why don't you have a seat right over here?
Oh, fuck.
What's
that's a good soundboard clip.
What's
Matt's losing it.
I nearly...
He's lost it. I derailed him.
I nearly spit out my water at that reaction.
Oh, fuck.
Pot brownies?
They were pot brownies.
Yes!
Good.
Not made.
This is a good thing that's happened. I like this idea. Good.
I
was kind of screwed.
I've got A positive, so I guess I can get it from A and O.
Ayo!
What kind of blood do you need?
Ayo!
Is that a dollar? Is that a dollar?
I don't know.
That was pretty bad, though. Like, yeah. It wasn't very good.
I hope that Apple releases another one called the Apple Bushel.
The Bushel?
God damn it.
All right.
That'd be a dollar from Apple.
That could be like their...
That's
like
a dollar from you, too, because you brought it up.
I can see that being their e-reader, dude. The Apple Bushel?
That's a dollar from you for actually thinking that's a good idea.
No, I think it's a good idea.
The Apple Basket.
There's like the Nook Fire. Or no, that's the Kindle Fire, my bad.
Yeah,
the
that's a dollar from, what was that, Amazon that does Kindle? Yeah, that's a dollar from Amazon.
There's the Nook.
You're just calling companies out now?
I'm calling companies out.
The Nook.
It was old.
Oh, yeah, it's Xbox.
Yeah, it is old.
Well, it is like, Old Republic.
Yeah. Oh, dollar.
Oh, damn it. Come on.
Sounds pretty intense.
It was, like camping. Intense. Get it?
Okay.
Oh my god.
Dude.
How many times have you used that?
Wait.
I think twice.
Wait, that's a fucking pun.
Five of them. Five.
No, no. No.
All right.
I didn't say knock knock joke.
All right. Just $1.
That's right.
But fuck you. One fuck you for you, Matt. Here you go.
What's your currency down here in Matt's basement? Fuck yous.
What's the conversion rate from one fuck you to $1?
I think it's at like 78 cents.
78 cents?
78 cents to the dollar.
Nice.
It's a middle finger.
How much is one middle finger? Well, that's 38 cents.
All right.
Fans protest in front of Valve's office demanding Half-Life 3.
Thank you, God!
Yes, fans rabidly outside of Valve's front office. Two fans showed up outside of Valve's front office.
Oh my god, that's why I didn't hear about this.
Later. Skyrim's coming up close, remember?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it's like a month and a half.
Today, we are celebrating 2 months until Skyrim.
And by a month and a half, I mean 2 months exactly. yeah, right. Good recovery. I was going to have to kick you off this podcast. You're in charge of this podcast.
Where would I go?
I would go to your room, young man.
I would just stand a few feet over there and yell at you guys.
You can go with your dad's podcast. Listen to Metallica.
Hey. Perfect. I'd be over there just like, you guys suck. How young is too young for lingerie?
Oh, I heard about this.
Nine.
I saw it on CNN.
Nine?
Isn't it?
Really?
Right.
Double digits?
Womb.
Too old.
You want to try again with that one?
Isn't it 11?
I would definitely say, for me, my standards, like minimum 15 at my creepiest.
I don't know about you guys, but I say 18. Is there really a culture that a four-year-old wearing lingerie is cool?
Girls, I know I'm going to get ripped apart for this one, but doesn't a girl's sexuality start at like 14?
Now, did you find that out yourself?
I don't know. She develops her sexual identity.
Well, right even then, this is 14? 4 to 12, so.
I totally helped her develop it, if you know what I mean.
Wink. Grody.
Why don't you take a seat?
I keep eating these brownies, and they just make me want to eat more brownies. And now I'm kind of sleepy, and I'm really happy. I'm 82 years old. I should not be happy.
Yeah, I like 360 as the name, but 720 just kind of killing, like, it's like the joke's over, you know? The bit's over here.
What was the one joke they called the... Why do they call it the
Xbox 360? Because when you see it, you turn 360 degrees and walk away.
Yeah.
And people are always like, you be looking straight at it. And I'm like, but here's the thing. Either you moonwalk away, or you turn 360 degrees, and then you just fucking walk away. It didn't say anything about walking straight in a straight line.
Oh, got it. Got a perfect name for it. The Xbox Circle Jerk. I think that's what they're going to call it.
It has a 75% failure rate. I don't really want either at this point in my life. I don't think I want AIDS ever, but I know right now.
I think eventually I would like to have AIDS, you know, further down the road, 60 or 70, midlife crisis, whatever. I'll take AIDS.
I will bang anything.
Anyway, next story comes from the Andy News Analysis League, or anal.
Ooh, I like that.
All right, Anonymous has hacked police websites and data to support Occupy Wall Street.
Don't you play that sound every time you use Anonymous?
Oh.
Or is that someone else?
What was the dun? No, the dun dun was from Skyler coming back from the dead.
No, but I thought the
oh,
the Empire?
No, I did start playing that for Anonymous.
Yeah, it was Anonymous.
Let's restart. Let's go all back.
Right. We'll fix it in post.
Yeah, of course. Anonymous has hacked into police websites and data to support Occupy Wall Street. This was part of their day of action against police brutality.
Oh, I guess that's a good, like...
it's a good cause.
Yeah, good cause. There we go.
Because they're macing everybody like it's friggin' like it's oxygen out there. Like, you guys need to breathe.
Just start cutting open cans and throwing them into crowds.
But as of this recording on Sunday...
The 23rd.
October 23rd at... 8:19 p.m. The International Association of Chiefs of Police website is still down.
Wow, I love how if Anonymous has the poison touch, like they'll just be like, "We'll hack something for about 20 seconds. Oh shit, take it down, take it down!" And then they're down for like 3 months trying to figure out how they did that.
Wait, who has the poison touch?
Anonymous.
Anonymous. Wait, who's Anonymous?
What if we just say Anon? Do we get half a clip? Sony and
I've never gotten a broken Windows 7 discs or something back.
Yeah, I'm so fucked up. Just send you like a smash. Someone hits it with the hammer and you go, install this.
And for every Windows 7 disc I get, I will send you back an AOL free trial disc.
And I was on that channel for about 30 seconds before the admin could scroll down and find whoever the hell was making that noise. Because everyone else was like, oh my God, what the hell is that? Oh, this is really good. And then, you know, like everyone's just yelling, what? Who's making that noise? Oh, it's David. David, stop it. Nah. I think he got booted from his clan, too. I apologize, but he thought it was hilarious. It worked. It turned out. One of my favorite things was I was trying to talk to a guy who he had somehow like picked a fight with a guard. And I talked to him, and he's like, I don't have time to talk now. And there was an arrow about 6 inches away from his face. And I'm like, no, because it automatically backs out of the conversation. And I wanted to take a picture of it, but there was no way I could stop it. And I'm like, no, because it was like right there, too. Like, you could just see it, like, barely coming into frame. And I'm like, that's going to be so funny.
Did he get die? Baby bird's going to spread his wings.
Baby bird's going
to
spread
his wings. I said that to, like, three of my tables when I was serving.
Baby
this
bird's
weekend.
Gonna spread his wings.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm finally out of training. Baby bird's spreading his wings, and like, my tables kept calling me baby bird, and I'm like, this is probably not the best idea.
Especially if they're regulars, you're gonna be known as baby bird forever.
Yeah, I just hope like none of the serving staff ever picked up on it, because I don't want to be known as baby bird.
Yeah, at least it's not like dick face or sugar dick.
All right, Australian blogger and developer Florian Rowick recently discovered a lot of Google Plus's upcoming features just by digging around in the source code. He found things like Google Games before they're coming out and shared circles. So Google didn't want him digging around their source code. They were like, hey, you can't be doing that. So they offered him a job.
Ah, good for Google.
Nice.
Yep. So he is now working to secure the source code.
Oh, hey. Good for him.
See, if it was GameStop, they probably would have gotten four horses together and pulled his limbs off. Or if it was Comcast, they would have shoved a horse dildo up his butt. Or if it was the RIAA, they'd probably
sue him for $11 billion. Yeah.
They'd probably try and gangbang him. Or get horses, four of them, to gangbang him.
See, the thing is, though... Let's stop that. The thing is, though, this could only work with, like, a company. Like, Apple did this with somebody, hired somebody that was hacking into iPhones, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the jailbreaker guy.
Yeah, that's it. And then Google does this for a guy that's, you know, going to source codes. If I were to walk into, say, Panera and steal a bunch of bagels, I would not be hired to keep the bagels secure.
Be bagel security.
I would be arrested. or like, say, like, just go around the mall and break into a store. I wouldn't be hired on mall security.
Yeah.
I'd be arrested. Mrs. Feely was sunbathing topless in June of 2008 in New York when she was told to cover up, and she was given the right to sunbathe topless. She said, if men can do it, why can't women? And I fully support her. I fully support her.
Barb.
Don't act it out. GameStop, you go in, and you're like, hey, I want to get this game. They're like, oh, sweet, do you want to pre-order this game too? Do you want the strategy guide? Do you want the code to make your character look like a dildo? it's like, no, I just want the game. And then if you go to Walmart, you're like, hey, can I get this game? They're like, oh, let me go get the keys. Waddle away. And then when you go to Best Buy, you're like, hey, I want to buy this. So like, okay, $60. What would be great is if they had a soundboard, we could also... Uh-oh.
I know.
Skylar gets a BJ from Andy.
Happy birthday. Woo! Dude, I have trouble with that sometimes.
You were plugging Google Plus on Facebook.
Yeah, no, I kept saying, yeah. I hate Facebook.
I
still
Facebook,
do.
Facebook, Google Plus. Man, Facebook doesn't like me anymore. I wonder why.
Yeah, maybe they are blackballing you. Sweat,
baby, sweat. Yes! Sing about, so put your hands down my pants, and I'll bet you'll feel nuts. Yes, I'm Cisco, yes, I'm Heber, and you're getting two thumbs up.
Touch, you want it rough, you're out of bounds. I want you smothered, want you covered. Oh, you didn't pause
hash browns.
It's
and don't even get me started about the Blu-ray.
Fuck you.
But yeah. It's probably the Blu-ray.
I think it's...
Matt's just staring Andy down.
I don't know. I just think it's
go
interesting.
Ahead. Agree with him. Go ahead.
I don't
agree with him.
Is it the Blu-ray?
Andy. Andy, agree with him.
Oh my god. I don't know what it is. Maybe because they made it on the PlayStation first, so it gets a little more quality. Because maybe like the compression when they have to fit it on the DVD, maybe that's what does it.
I agree with him.
Because
Andy.
Of the Blu-ray.
Well, you guys can get out of my house.
Well, I just want to let you know that I am running for British Parliament.
Yeah. Drunken gaming.
Running out of New Lancashire buyer.
Yeah, sure. Whatever made up town they have.
I'll just walk in. They're like, are you British? Hello, governor.
Hello, Bobby.
Your language.
Fuck it.
English. They speak English, right?
He's actually over in Kuwait right now teaching the military. Martial arts to defend themselves. Like
is it Krav Maga?
No, it's not shitty.
Tell him to get us in on Kuwait.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's where we want to be name. Right now. Kuwait.
I'd be in Kuwait.
Tell him to drop our names. Maybe plug the podcast.
You're sitting there like, hey, so you guys know about 3-Hit Combo? Oh, yeah, 3-Hit Combo.
Yeah. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to get his arm, and you can break it if you go like this. Hey, do you like gaming news? Yeah, 3-Hit Combo. It's a pretty good podcast. And you
then you break his arm.
Do you guys have the bubble wrap that's unpoppable?
No, we don't have the bubble wrap.
We get this shit from Panera. Like, things will come in boxes, and it is unpoppable bubble wrap.
What I love is getting bubble wrap.
What a
in.
Fucking nightmare.
Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, new bubble wrap when it came in the box. So I'm trying to pop. I'm like, motherfucker. Motherfucker.
Bunchy staffer pulls gun on shooting suspect and makes a citizen's arrest. Jeff Fletcher, an IT guy from the Halo creators Bungie, pulled into the parking lot of a U.S. bank branch in Skyway, Seattle last week. He then saw two guys start shooting each other. What happens next is awesome. A former security guard whose father used to be a Seattle cop, Fletcher saw the fight between two men escalate into a shootout, with one man wounded while the other tried to escape. Cutting him off, Fletcher pulled his own gun on the fleeing suspect, amazingly managed a citizen's arrest, handcuffing the suspect with his dad's old police cuffs, worn on the same holster he kept his gun, and he has a legal permit to carry both of them.
Nice.
Police soon arrived to find the suspect cuffed, searched, and sitting on the curb waiting for questioning.
Nice. Dude, what a bamf.
I know.
He's going to go into Bungie, and they're going to give him, like, that battle rifle.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if you pulled out a Halo 1 pistol?
Yeah.
It's like, you will never get away from this. The guy's like,
it's only going to take away. Three fucking shots.
Yeah. I didn't mean to kill the guy. I didn't realize how potent this thing was. It's powerful. Yeah.
Shoots 500.
Pulls out a Spartan laser. Yeah. Decimates the guy.
Yeah. I'm surprised he wasn't clean shaven and got a haircut. You know, this guy seemed efficient. Getting all cleaned up for the mugshot.
The guy that... That was sitting on the curb.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's like shaving him and everything. You were going to look
shave,
nice tonight.
Haircut, already in a jumpsuit, holding the number with his name. Height and weight taken down. Notable tattoos.
I went ahead and took his mugshot. You guys are free to leave.
What's your email? I'll send it to you.
Glad to see Bush League could show up here. Already got the guy booked and cuffed.
Jeez. I already processed him. Here's the papers.
What precinct do you work for? I work for Bungie.
There's a trophy on the new Batman game where 12 holidays you have to go visit. There's a criminal in the comic world called the Calendar Man.
The Calendar Man.
He's a real villain.
Yeah, I know. That just sounds forced.
But
I'm coming up with a new villain. How about Calendar Man?
Every
Lamp
holiday,
Boy. Come
every
with
holiday,
me.
You got to visit him, and he'll tell you a story or something. And then once you complete the 12 holidays throughout the year, you finally get the trophy.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
So I get to visit him tomorrow.
What 12 holidays? Like Yom Kippur and Halloween.
I know Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Passover. New Year's.
Memorial Day.
New Year's, Valentine's.
Flag
St.
Day.
St. Patrick.
Boxing Day.
St. Patrick. And those are the other, like, Fourth of July. Yeah, so.
America.
George Washington's birthday.
I think like
Martin Luther King
like
Jr.
Labor Day.
Day
and Memorial
Arbor
Day.
Arbor Day.
Cinco de Mayo. Yeah.
All right. Dia de los Muertos.
I love how it's just turned into Matt and I naming the most obscure holidays.
It's the world's only podcast that knows where Carmen Sandiego is, and we're not fucking telling. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy and Skylar. What's up, guys? Celine Dion. Is ugly.
ugly. No. Do not want.
That's right.
The change pocket. That one. iPod Nano fits perfect.
That's
and
nice.
It's super comfortable.
Yeah, it's sort of like
the new,
iPad
the
in Manila.
Ones?
Yeah, it's the best feeling ever.
It's like that's the Manila envelope of pants.
The Manila envelope of
pants. That pocket. It's like the iPad's Manila envelope.
It's actually a Chinese
finger
trap.
I don't get the reference, but I think you're funny.
the MacBook Air.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling
their
you.
Their main advertising thing was they could fit things in Manila.
The little pocket was invented by the Chinese, the same makers of the Chinese finger trap. And they put it on your own pants, so you trap your own fingers.
I thought it was just a trap change.
If they invaded America, and we were all sitting around with our fingers trapped in our pockets, they would steamroll us.
Easy pickings.
Well, you know what?
I'm not going to wear pants anymore, guys. This is real.
It's true.
If we all get our fingers stuck there, it'll just look like a giant Western because we'll all walk around with our hands partially sticking out of our pockets like we have guns.
So when they roll up on America, they're like, oh, they all got guns.
Oh, no. And then all we need to do is get cowboy hats, but we need to get like some Canadians to put cowboy hats on us. Yeah. That's all they're really good
Canada,
for.
Canada, we need you to come down and put cowboy hats on us. That big of a deal.
What was it from?
It's from that Tila Tequila reality show.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I remember
that. Hey, girl, hey.
Oh, fuck. Yep, he was really sweaty and had a boner when he was walking out.
Oh, we can pretend that Andy's even here.
Don't let him put it in my butt again. You're like, no, Daddy, no.
Basically rape jokes. That's what he's good for.
I need you to take a dump on me.
Sexual relationships in a church parking lot.
Score.
All right. Oh, fuck. I got to play one more.
I only had to put up with like a 2-inch wiener. That's all I had to do. All
right.
That's one of my favorite ones.
That was the first one. It's at the top of the column.
Man. Nice.
That was a good precedent.
I'm glad I busted the cherry.
You didn't just pop it. You busted it. I choose Skyler.
Oh, fuck.
Springfield, Missouri's not that
road fun. Trip!
3-8 combo investigates a chupacabra.
We are taps waiting to happen.
Yeah. All our transitions are like, da-na-na-na. It's like zooms in our face looking like really
scary. We're in the car like, was that a chupacabra?
I think that was just another car.
Oh, no. Oh, it's just my phone going off.
Oh, hey, I got a text message from...
Oh, my God.
It's
oh my
from
God.
The chupacabra.
You're never going to catch me, faggots.
Fuck you, chupacabra. Fuck you.
We're going to start off with the biggest game of the past week. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
Yep, that's what I was...
Yes.
Fuck yes, yeah, Skyrim.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they should just walk into Congress and be like, Skyrim, huh?
And we want to play some Fuck Skyrim. You. Congress doesn't get anything done for like 5 years. Yeah. Oh, wait. How's that different than regular Congress? Dude.
God damn it. Classy political humor. Yeah. Only on 3-Hit Combo, guys.
Yeah, like well, it. You know, like we got it. Our upper tier humor.
I'll give you a dollar.
Top, thank you. That's
top shelf.
That's the second time. Not only have I taken a dollar from the jar from a joke, but I've actually been given a dollar from a joke.
Yeah, I'd give you a dollar.
Your net gain for that joke would be plus one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm only like -9 now in dollars.
Yeah.
I only got one so far.
Hey, you do only have one.
Where like your build paths kind of build like a tree in the constellations.
Oh, okay.
With like your skills and everything.
Wouldn't
that
be fucked up if one of the constellations was just like a big wiener?
like once you finished it was just like a really graphic phallic constellation.
I finished my speed. Oh.
Oh my God.
Like halfway through, you're like, man, it looks like a dick. You're like, nah, it's not gonna be one. Yeah.
I finished my conjurate. Oh man. And then, or, like they're all like giant penises.
The developer's like, I can't wait till they finish the constellation. They're gonna be in for a hoot.
Yeah, I bet you finished Illusion. I bet you did.
And they're going to start getting hate mail, and they're just going to be laughing like,
they totally did it.
We got them good.
They, one of the achievements is just like, good job, fag.
You are fags.
Did you have that drop?
Yeah, I was looking for it right now. I might not have it anymore, though.
Soundboard of 1,000.
Congratulations! You are...
Nice.
What about Mad World? Come on.
What about Mad World? What about Epic Mickey, huh? What about Wii Sports?
What about Cooking Mama?
I fucking love Cooking Mama. Yeah. It's so fucking funny.
Dude, Cooking Mama's fun as shit.
And a lot of Nico.
Nikazin.
I believe it's crawling slime. It might be crawling fungi or something like that. But yeah, it's... And it's not like some far off place. This isn't like the Rocky Mountains.
Crawling, get the fuck away from me. Yeah. I don't care what it's called.
This is why I don't go camping.
For many reasons, that's why I don't go camping. Mostly the sleeping on the ground stuff.
Oh, my back.
And peeing in the woods and stuff like that.
Well, peeing in the woods, you know.
And bears. All right, next up. A dog was found on top of Mount Kilimanjaro.
Alive?
Alive.
Oh, hey.
On the top of Africa's highest mountain. First of all, I want to know who the dick owner is that threw the ball up there.
Peyton Manning.
He is dude.
A dog has been spotted on top of Africa's highest mountain. Experts have been left baffled by how the mongrel managed to scale the 19,000-foot mountain. The locals believe the pooch could be the same dog that was spotted on Kilimanjaro a decade ago. And he just starts laughing.
What?
So, all right, the dog could have been, let's say, 3 a decade ago.
Yeah, they apparently spotted the dog around, you know, Mount Kilimanjaro, you know, maybe halfway up or so, a decade ago, and they
this
believe
dog would be 91 in dog years.
They're just watching
the
like Death a
hawk. Star does not eat rabbits.
I put deodorant on the bottom of my balls.
Do you really?
No.
I was gonna say, I'm like, huh.
What a genius idea. I think a real round of applause goes to Matt here for finding both of those stories in the same week.
Yeah.
First, you get the animals in pants, double up on those stories, which is crazy. And then two superheroes robbing a place.
I will take more credit for the animals in pants because that was two different websites. The superheroes were on the same website.
Oh, okay. Were they linked?
I was linked to the other one.
Oh,
the
okay.
First one.
Oh. Well, that's not as interesting.
At least you
but I still did the digging, you know.
At least you ponied up.
I could have not clicked the link.
You clicked a little bit.
that's not really like, you know, doing the digging as like, you know, kicking a rock over. Flipping something.
Molotov like, cocktail. Or
Molotov cocktails are hot. You need hot things to cook food. You need food for sustenance. Sometimes we need sustenance. You don't just eat things that are healthy. You eat things that are crappy. Sometimes you can get a pizza, which has a lot of things on there. It's a lot of sustenance. You're going to need fire from the Molotov cocktail to cook the food so you can eat the food for sustenance. Domino's pizza.
Or. That was actually a really good one. I'll give you applause for that. But,
We carry on! I'm going to miss that drop.
So did you listen to Dragon Force on your way to pick it up?
I was blaring it all day.
And if it actually works, I'll go down on you.
Holy shit.
Well, jeez.
Holy fuck.
Talk about putting all your eggs in one Andy's mouth.
That's a clip right there.
Those are two Andy. Eggs that if that happened, I'm sorry, Camilla.
No, I mean, you got to break some eggs to make an omelet, right?
Let's
Does
hope
that
not.
Work here?
Dirty bit.
That's what I'd do.
You should have seen this exchange Skylar and I had at Walmart a few weeks ago. We were walking through like the controller area, and I looked at the PS3 controllers, and one there was an Xbox 360 model, and I was like, "Hey, that's cool! There's an Xbox 360 version of the PS3 controller." And I walked over to the Xbox controllers, was like, "Where's the PS3 version of the Xbox controller?" And then he comes over to the subscriptions for live, and he goes, "Oh, where does it say free on here for this 12-month subscription?" And I'm like, "Well, you see, it says 12 months because, you know, it works for 12 months." And then Skyler goes over to the handheld and goes, "Oh, I said 3DS, PSP. Where's Microsoft's handheld?"
It's just back and forth for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Easy Bake Ovens.
Do they even make those anymore?
I think so.
We need an Easy Bake oven in here. Yes. That needs to happen.
It could fit perfectly right under Camilla's
light. Oh, my God. We could totally just, like, make cakes during the podcast.
That sounds perfect. Horrible. I don't think there's any masculine version of the Easy Bake oven. It's always white, pink.
Well, you can still put, like, stickers on it, like Iron Man or Transformers or something.
We'll just spray paint it black and call it the Man Oven.
The Man. Yes. That needs to happen. I'm not even joking. That needs to happen.
I'll see what I can do. I think they're about, like, what, $30, $40?
Probably cheaper now.
Can you find them at, like, Goodwill or something?
Yeah, but they probably don't come with a light bulb.
Oh, yeah,
well,
yeah.
I think I can buy a light bulb somewhere.
The special, like, lizard ecosystem heating lamp or whatever. I'm sure that's what it is.
But then we need to get the stuff. Don't you have to get, like, packets that are, like, really tiny mix or something?
Yeah, but I think the podcast goes... like less time than it would take to bake a muffin or something, because like a light bulb has to bake.
We need to start it early then. So then, like 3/4 of the way through the podcast, when we're like, "Oh, we really need a pick me up." Ding! Oh, sweet, our muffin.
Oh yeah, we made 3 mini muffins in about 45 minutes.
Delicious. Ladies and gentlemen, this is 3-Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy and Father Time.
What?
Fear me!
This is like,
Hey, you awake? No. That's for lying!
I remember the Halloween, me and a bunch of friends were dressed up as Batman villains, and we thought if we get pulled over, we're just going to be like, "Sir, the Batman's getting away."
The Batman.
Oh, yeah, because you were Scarecrow.
We had Scarecrow, Joker, Harley Quinn, and Riddler.
You should just Febreze the cop in the face and be like, "You'll never get me!"
I did have my fear spray on. I should just be like... Two can play this mason game.
It's just a constant. You're mason him, and he's mason you. He's like, "I'm not gonna get my
eyes. No,
my eyes.
Oh, this burns."
And I still haven't beat Final Fantasy 13.
Dude, it's not worth it, man. My dad heard me from the other room go, "Fuck this game! Fuck!" He like knocked on the door. It's like, everything around. It's like, it's not worth my 2.5 years.
Yeah, like when I was using magic for the first time, I like had this. I didn't even hit the enemy. I just like this flamethrower right in the face of my ally. I'm just like, oh, I've never used this before. You know why we are upset with you?
Why?
We don't see you in months, and you try and pawn off your shitty Taco Bell meal on us.
Oh, whatever.
Okay, to be fair, he did that to you, and you threw it at me. I was walking up to your house, and you just lob it. Like, hey, you can have free Taco Bell if you catch it, and I didn't catch it. And I'm like, wait, is this one of the crappy flatbread chicken sandwiches?
There's a big difference from what you said to what actually happened. I didn't throw it at you. I threw it to you.
No way.
If I were to throw it at you, I meant to hit you. I threw it to you. You were supposed to catch that.
Yeah, it landed like 2 feet shy.
It was a long throw. Shit, it was a Taco Bell bag. It's not very aerodynamic.
Huh. I didn't know frog legs were that popular.
Apparently. Now, because of the story, I spoke with a frog. On the record, he didn't have much to say. Off the record, he said this.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
It's one of my favorite Warner Brothers cartoons.
Baby, my heart's
it's
on
a
fire.
Classic.
Yeah, he said that to me off the record. He just began yelling.
What kind of like horrible shell? Like, ah! Ah! Something's wrong! I feel funny in my front!
Fuck this shit!
Throw the
flip
table.
The table.
I'd be way out here like, ha! That's a funny joke. Tell it again, faggot!
Yeah, it's that guy. I didn't want to bring race into it.
I work at GameStop, and I'm a gamer, and I'm better than you. Attitude, and I just want to be like, you work at fucking GameStop.
You should have been like,
you work at Panera.
You should have been like, I'm a Omega list internet celebrity. See, once you get past the American alphabet, you have to go to the Greek alphabet.
Okay. And we're at the end of the Greek alphabet.
Yeah, so we got to work our way up the Greek alphabet and then American
hopefully
alphabet.
By the end of the year, we'll be at least Sigma.
I guess.
But I don't go up to people when they're making sandwiches at their house and just go, pfft.
You call that a sandwich?
Yeah, you call that a sandwich?
You call that a sandwich? This is a sandwich.
You didn't fluff the meat on that.
Yeah, you didn't fluff it. Where's your Chipotle mayonnaise? Fucking.
I'm going to get that tactical
if
nuke.
If you get murdered 19 times a game, you are off my team.
Booted. Yeah, that just sounds.
Go play some Galo.
There's no making of. There's no, like, extended or anything.
See, I got the collector's edition with, like, a bonus DVD.
Yeah.
Like, it came with an extra DVD just full of special features. And like
it was just George Lucas laughing.
<You're> like,
so this month, sitting in a chair of money.
Gaggle, gaggle, gaggle.
You'll buy whatever I make.
I'll buy you a gold-studded one and then put rhinestones on it.
A gold-studded one?
Yeah.
Awesome.
A gold-studded with rhinestones. Yeah. That sounds horrible.
Because it'll devalue the gold.
Yes.
No.
All right.
Not
well, there's an ability in Google Docs, the writer, that we can all connect and edit the paper at the same time.
Oh, so that sounds horrible.
We should try writing a story using this because there's some sort of lag. So, like, you do your thing and then submit it, but all like each of us could be typing at the same time. And we'd have to do, like, one sentence at a time.
Sounds really bad.
That would be the worst story ever. It'd be like, so little Jimmy woke up today and walked downstairs and saw 5 dicks.
Really?
5 dicks said hello.
Wait, you think you'd make it that far without dicks being somewhere in that story?
Little dicks. That's
little Jimmy dicks.
Oh,
dicks,
yeah,
dicks, skeletons.
You can also make revisions on it too, so like I could change Matt's sentences and shit.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, we can put dicks everywhere.
We just have an entire page full of dicks. Here's our story from 3-Hit Combo. Dicks, 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 dicks. She's going into labor. Oh, yeah, sure, yeah, no problem. Like, I was trying to, like, keep as calm as possible, and it just turned into me talking really loud. So then
hey, you're going into labor over here.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. You're going into labor? Oh, that's gross. So, like, I walked over, I grabbed the check, and they didn't even want to box up the steaks. Like, the guy, you literally had a bite of steak. And I just left it, and I was half tempted to eat it, but I would have gotten fired. Nah, now I'm regretting it.
There San Andreas was like part Las Vegas.
Yeah,
that was like,
but I guess
that was like 4 different cities molded into one.
Yeah, but I mean, just totally Las Vegas. I don't know.
Yeah, but dude,
Omaha,
give it,
Nebraska.
Give it
Las Vegas.
Yeah,
Grand Theft Auto Omaha.
You're either in the ghetto, one of the 8 suburbs, or the 5-mile, you know, metro area.
It's a Red Robin.
Sweet. Hey, meet me by the Boston Market.
Let's go to the old market. You can ride the carriage. You can shoot the horses.
Like, I go to the door, and it's locked, and I can see her cat through the window, and she just, like, I see her do, like, the meow, like, head up, mouth open thing, and I'm like, oh, shit.
The cat just basically went, ha! And you can email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, really, seriously. Yeah. Well, no, seriously, yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, plus six.
Saran Who cares wrap? If I have HIV? These monkeys don't care. They can't even spell it.
I got one of them hot dog tattoo. And I'm to it. It fit my hot dog tattoo.
Thanks for listening, Somalia. Or Kuwait. Sorry. They don't have internet.
I think I might start updating our Twitter as we're doing the podcast.
Hey guys, we're podcasting.
We're gonna be talking about Somalia. Find out why.
Yeah, I think I might do shit like that, like legit. I have it saved on.
Skylar just busted ass trying to find out when.
Oh my god! It burns.
All right. Anyway, next story from the Skylar News Organization.
Oh yeah.
Or as we will now call it, Snow.
Beat me to it, dude. I was gonna be like, it's called Snow.
Aw, yeah.
Beat Andy to it while he was taking a drink.
Yeah.
Whenever Andy takes a swig of water, I try and beat him to jokes.
I will say this month, though, the Jurassic Park 3-pack comes out on Blu-ray. I'm pumped for that.
Could I get that without the third movie?
See, that's what I thought, but I figured 2 out of 3 isn't bad.
Can you just throw away the third disc?
Get out of here.
I refuse to buy this. It's, sir, you will need to take it out of the packaging before I will purchase this from your establishment.
A terabyte.
Yeah, Jinx, you owe me soda. You can't talk for the rest of the podcast.
Unless you say his name. Skylar. It's like Beetlejuice.
Skylar.
Got it. And that's $1 for the fucking Jinx. I'm calling
it. What?
Wasn't even funny.
But it was funny that I said you couldn't talk for the rest of the podcast that's ridiculous.
What about a fuck right. you?
What?
What about a fuck you?
I'll draw it up on the whiteboard.
Anywho.
Time splitters.
Oh my god.
There's See, that's all you have to say and these two guys come.
Oh.
All right. Kermit the Frog.
That is soundboard. God.
That has to go to soundboard.
Is that a tandem one, me and Andy together?
I think so.
Yeah.
We could pair that with our other tandem one, this one right here. Sexual relationships in a church parking lot.
I mean, it's good that, you know, the KKK are getting some good PR now.
Yeah.
You know.
Try our new bigot berries. Knock, knock, trick or treat. It's off the radar, you know, the 24-hour news cycle. We got to find out who Kim Kardashian's marrying, her fat sister Kong.
Oh, Matt.
Onwards.
So that's what we've been drinking is Kool-Aid Jammers. One exploded on Skylar.
Tropical
punch.
Turns out these things, they're not like when I was a kid. I used to be able to open these like a pro, but now they're
when
like...
When you were a kid, you had smaller hands. This one, you're just like...
I feel like Grape Ape, just like... Gugh. There was a lady who went into labor while I was serving her at Upstream.
Nice. Did you deliver the baby?
No.
Did you put a baguette back up there?
No. What happened was they had ordered two $25 steaks.
I'm eating for two. Yeah. Oh, here it is.
And we'll get a kid's meal. You know, cutting in and out on their mics.
Oh, I hate that. That's so annoying.
And they're all like complaining about the lag. And I'm like, yep, that's me. And too bad I'm the host, bitch.
They're like, this so lag fat. You're like, ah, that's me. Yeah. Show us on the doll where L.A. Noire grabbed you. At one point, I was pretty sure that I did, but I don't. I should get one.
Yeah, you should get a laugh track.
Do you want to do it?
All right.
I want to do it. All right, so you can also find us on Twitter.
We're not finishing that.
The people that lose their punishment this week, they will have to walk through a field of Legos barefoot.
Oh!
That would suck.
That sounds terrible, actually. Yeah. Can I withdraw?
Nope, too late.
You get
one of those four dotted squares right between your toes. You're just like, oh, fuck!
That's the pre-show planning. We don't script anything. I'll just be like, do you guys remember that we're going to do this today? Let's go. I don't like that name at all. I would rather have it be the 720.
Really?
I would rather have it be the 720. I would rather have it be the Xbox, hey guys, Matt's gay, than the
Matt
Xbox.
Matt Runge is so
the
gay.
Xbox Loop sounds like a child's educational toy. Yeah. Like the Fisher-Price Loop.
Oh my god, what if they make it an educational console?
An educational console?
Like the fucking Leafster?
Yeah.
I'm going to need a new bandwagon to jump on.
Hey, that PS3 is actually looking pretty good.
Yeah, hey, you guys know about that Blu-ray? I've always been a big fan. But,
you know how much I love Blu-ray this much.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking god, I love this song!
I remember the Halloween, me and a bunch of friends were dressed up as Batman villains, and we thought if we get pulled over, we're just going to be like, sir, the Batman's getting away.
The Batman.
Oh, see, yeah, because you were Scarecrow.
We had Scarecrow, Joker, Harley Quinn, and Riddler.
You should just Febreze the cop in the face, be like, you'll never get me.
I did have my fear spray on. I should just be like, two can play this Mason game.
It's just a constant, you're macing him and he's macing you. He's like, I'm not going to get my eyes.
No. This burns.
Because, you know, you can't really fist pump to Dragon Force without going like Mach 3 with your fist. The thing that made me man tier, it's not even really a man tier, Toy Story 3, the ending.
Oh, the movie. Oh, man, yeah.
Got a little misty.
I was like, oh no.
Because I was sitting there with Erica, like, right next to me, and I was like, are you crying?
No, I'm not. Dude, it was good. It was powerful.
I squeezed a jalapeno into my eye.
And, like, sometimes you'll have to walk through the battlefield or sneak through. And, yeah, they'll just stop, and the militia will look at you, and then the other guys will just fuck your shit up. Exactly.
It's just some weird old man's on the roof. Let's fucking kill him. Got him.
Snake!
In Glendale, California, a 63-year-old California man is recovering in the hospital after trying to fix a hernia with a 6-inch butter knife. The man's wife called police to say her husband was sick and tired of waiting to get surgery for his rupture and decided to take matters into his own hands. When officers arrived at the couple's apartment, they discovered the man naked and sprawled out on a lawn chair with a butter knife with a butter knife protruding from his abdomen. The man was cooperative and even pulled out the knife when asked. The man, whose name was not released, was admitted to a Los Angeles County psychiatric ward.
Aww.
That guy and all his friends know exactly who he is. They're like, oh man, that's Gary. What a fucking tool.
That poor guy, he just wanted it dealt with.
How do you cut into yourself with a butter knife?
Saw.
I want to play a game.
You have a hernia.
But a butter knife can't cut anything. Can't even cut butter.
What if it's brand... Dude, I've found some sharp, brand new butter knives. Maybe you're just the Target.
Do you have skin made out of paper?
But I mean, like... Yeah,
I like how you look down like, maybe.
You can't, like, really stab in. So that means he was, like, slicing back and forth until finally broke.
That's true. You can't really stab with that. It's rounded off.
I mean, maybe he, like, broke it and, like, you know, made it into a shiv. Shanked himself with a shiv or shivved himself with a shank. Started with a toothbrush and then butter knife the rest.
Oh my god.
These are the tools of a skilled surgeon.
What was he expecting to do once he got in there? All he has is a butter knife.
I got a butter knife and some salad tongs. We're just going to get in there and mix some stuff up. You know what? I'm wondering if Marvel was just fucking with him. He's like, yeah, Doctor Strange. Why don't you get MODOK right, too? He's a floaty head. Oh, you got to make him matter. I'm so cool, I buy $500 pens. And I ate a money salad last night. So tonight, I'm going to shit ones and wipe with 20s.
Nah, dog.
No.
That's a quote.
Nah, dog.
Nah, dog.
All right.
Probably take that entire, like, 5-second period and just make it, like, a drop for, like,
Nah, dog. Camilla's going to be listening to this and go, what the fuck?
I fucking hate that damn kid.
Or she just, don't worry, she just hit stop and delete the podcast, like, nah, dog.
It just keeps getting more and more French. We're just like, oh.
We're just going to be like sitting in the mic, just, oh. And it's just going to turn into like a horrible Elvis impression. Give me a taste.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. He was a legend.
Nah, dog.
How dare you?
Nah, dog. God damn it. This podcast is ruined.
We are fucking retarded.
Okay. You are the win, Rar.
All your base air belong to me. To us. Whatever. Whatever the quote is.
You nerds.
To us. Yeah, you nerds.
Yeah.
Skyler's like, I'm the one that isn't.
Ah.
This video game podcast.
Yeah.
Sitting here talking about video games, drinking Kool-Aid jammers, all right? I think we've all reached equal amount of nerd.
Super sweet.
That girl's got boobs. I'm never going to see him, yo.
And I think that's basically what Fallout 3 was shooting for. But instead of ending up with, like, extensive cities with buildings and stuff, they ended up with giant planes filled with nothing, with the occasional monster.
You watch your mouth there. You bite your tongue.
Hey.
You bite your tongue.
I did not like Fallout.
I don't like you.
Hey.
There you go.
Hey. Do not bring up the three-hit combo. We're a video game.
I came back from the dead for this.
That would have been awesome.
I was just splashed in the face with Kool-Aid jammers.
Yeah, I got a little on the arm.
Duel is on.
You know you have one more.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, you know, over here.
I keep eyeballing. I'm like, what keep the fuck? Eyeballing. Are you going to eat that?
Eat that?
Yeah.
If
that's,
I
what,
ate,
that's what I just said.
If I ate the bottle of Kool-Aid jammers, that'd be effed up. I'm over here just gnawing on the plastic. Wrongly banned Xbox Live users, welcome back with gifts. No segue there. I'm just going in dry.
Well, okay. No lubin.
Little spit.
No snow, but we have a lot of anal.
Good job.
Thing ever. It's filled with, like, cotton candy and rainbows. Not rape.
You said that like you're trying to get people to believe it. Not rape.
It's trust actually me. Filled with not rape.
Yeah.
If you ever want to feel old, just say back in my day we had 9 planets. And
or,
Toonami was still on the air.
Or 10 years ago was not the 90s.
Yeah.
Dude.
More than a decade ago, Toonami was on the air. You could watch quality anime at right around noon.
Or 3 o'clock when you get home, Dragon Ball Z was on.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Or Reboot.
Oh, yes.
I love Reboot,
dude,
man.
Like, did you know that's Canadian?
Yeah. A couple of years ago, I read somewhere that they were going to make a movie.
Yeah,
other than that,
they were thinking about it.
you know who said he watched Reboot when he was in, like, I don't want to spoil it, but when he was in office? Bill Clinton.
Oh yeah.
Reboot. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hey Hillary. Hey, come over here. Hexadecimal's being a bitch again. Maybe you should take notes. Hey. hey Megabyte.
Political humor.
Keep your pimp hands strong, Megabyte. He starts beating himself in the head with a foam Mjolnir hammer.
One might say in the face.
That collision poster back there. You know what it serves? Its purpose? It serves nothing, that's what it does.
What was the...
He's just running out of...
That's why I think about your goddamn cataclysm. Cataclysm will ruin the world, ruin the game!
The world's largest oven has been destroyed by a fire.
That's ironic.
Nice. I thought Germany had the largest ones. Bling.
Oh.
Oh. Well. Wow, I hurt. I physically hurt after that joke, and I'm not even Jewish. Saran wrap in a Panera bag. Mother bread does not approve.
Sued.
Yeah, we get sued by Panera. That would suck.
Come on.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, brother.
And then they'd, you know, look into all the freaking food I've taken. You owe us $11 billion. Is that even a number?
They have the same lawyers that work for the RIAA.
Oh, my God. We've seen that you see that right here on your sheet. You've stolen diamonds from Panera? Wait, what? How could I even do that? I don't know. They said you did. They're not backing down.
Can you prove that you didn't steal diamonds? Do you have any not diamonds? Yeah, didn't think so. Come on.
I want to say this is going to be like a pissing contest.
Yep, this is from Craig Mundy. And off the record, apparently he said, "We didn't put Siri's in the phone because it sounded like poo-poo diarrhea technology like Apple would use."
Honestly, I don't see why human beings do that. Like, there's a mountain. I can look at it. I can see the top from here. I don't need to see the top.
He's like, "I'm going to climb that. I'm going to climb the shit out of that.
I'm going to fucking take a dump on top of that shit.
Everyone will be under my poo."
Yes. No poo will be higher than mine.
Rough.
I'm just going to throw this out there. If any porn shoots want to use, like, our table or our microphone in a porn movie, you can, and it will be one of our proudest moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my car is basically only good for a backdrop, so.
Exactly. <Let's...
laughs> I mean, if you need a poor-looking pizza guy who's just, he's down on his luck, you know, look no further.
Members.
We can just be, like, extras.
Yeah, extras. There we go.
There's no extras in a porn movie, Andy. I'm not, hey, how's it going? I'm the neighbor. Bye.
Walk by the window, like, 9 times.
We're in the back with, like, a big foam number one thing. Like, yeah.
Just, like, peeking over, the edge of the bed. Just, hi. And then sinking back down.
I was like, fucking Portal 2 is bullshit, but I bought it. You can, like, hear the fans, too. They're just like.
It's in there going.
No!
I love my grandkids.
Feed it a bottle of water. Here you go.
Let me just sit down on these steps real quick.
What do you think was in that Danish?
Where do you want to go? YouTube? Oh, jeez, hold on.
Let me get a stretch.
Oh, you're trying to start Photoshop? Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
No, no, dog.
I'm shutting down.
Nah, dog, nah.
That sounds like something you would name like a really bad generic like blender.
The Quickster
blends everything. Slices and dices. Neither did I.
When
I
launched.
Did. Oh, okay.
This guy did. All in cash, too, so I probably looked like a black guy.
Bye, fans.
He wants to divert away from our potential breakdown here by being racist.
Yeah, there you go.
Good job, Annie. Good deflection there. Also, I have some audio from the Republican debate. You guys want to hear it?
Sure.
Better be good. That's pretty good, actually.
That was the debate.
That was pretty good, actually.
That happened for real. Actually, wait a second. Hold on, I have another clip here.
I have to say, that's been one of the more funny.
Vote Leroy 2012. Oh, humor. We should actually just do a retro one, and I'll take, like, you know, I'll be like, I'll be PlayStation, you'd be like N64. Like, nice cartridges, faggot. What is this, 1990? And you just turn to me and go, hey, how about those loading times? Hey, fuck you. You gonna use that day to write down your review?
No, I actually already started writing my review.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See, I figured if I started writing my review before the game came out, that'll give me more time to play the game.
I don't know. Maybe
I had
just
a three-day game of Monopoly with my family.
Maybe I'm just super good at Monopoly. But Risk, that is a game that will last forever, no matter how good you are.
We could, like, set up Risk here, and then, like, every Sunday
play a little bit of Risk.
Yeah. I mean, like, before or after the podcast.
Set aside, like, half an hour. Just be like, all right, half an hour of Risk.
This is a... Three-Hit Combo, episode 250. We're almost done with Risk, we hope.
Fucking Andy took Zambia, so it's going to be a little bit longer.
Fucking Skyler's just hanging out in Australia like a douche.
That's the
He's
winner.
He's got like 900 armies.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I got nothing but cannons on New Zealand. Come at me, bro. Go ahead. I keep getting that army bonus.
Nice. Risk, the come at me, bro edition.
It's just got a soldier going like, what?
What's up? Want to start something?
I just start using like Warhammer 40K, like giant alien pieces.
You can't have that. We evolved. While you guys are fighting, we evolved.
This is five cannons. I'm running out of cannons, guys. Come on.
You start using these tops. Like, that's a spaceship.
Is that a Cheerio? Why are you using a Cheerio? I ran out of army men.
Actually, that'd be a really good use of army men, because you get a fuckload of Cheerios in a box.
Oh, my God. Then someone just gets fed up, pours the whole box on the game board. It's like, I win!
That sounded like what? Almost like a fake cough. Like a, Japan, ahem, ahem, bring in the robot.
about game endings that really just rustled our jimmies.
You already used that when you were talking about Facebook.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the Three Hit Combo News Desk with Matt,
Sam,
Andy, and Skyler.
Sam!
Sam!
All right, and so that's all we have for news this week. I would have had more, but really we'd all just be sad. No, he said that they had sexual relationships in a church parking lot.
Score.
I also noticed by the name, one's like Scott Jankum and the other's Herb Smith.
Herb Smith and Scott Jankum. I don't really think these two. I'm just like, yes.
Scott Jankum.
Like, if you don't put like a believable name, they'll just be like, yeah, that's clear. No, you got to put a real name in there. You can't just put like asshole Magoo. That's not a real name.
Scott
Jankum.
Priority.
Why? Because I really like the Uncharted.
Elder Scrolls.
I found some games though. I'm gonna sell to put towards Elder Scrolls.
Scrolls. Oh wait, I got those mixed up.
Damn it!
Dang it! Oh, they're gonna use this in court.
Shit. And here you have this little three guys from Nebraska. They don't know what the difference. See?
Scrolls, Elder Scrolls. It's all the same to me.
I thought I bought Elder Scrolls Skyrim, but I guess I just bought something for like Minecraft. What?
What is this? I don't know. I guess I won't even need to buy Skyrim now because this is so cool.
Yeah. This is such a huge competition for Skyrim. Ugh.
Hypothetically, if Notch was listening to this, he'd be like, you guys are not helping.
I want to meet that guy because he was really cool.
Did we get an email back from the Old Spice guy?
No, we didn't get an email back from the Old Spice guy.
You should resend that email. Spam it at him.
Yeah, I'll be that guy.
Hey, want to be on our podcast?
Just hey, want to be? Just making sure you got my previous email. I don't know if it went through or not.
You should email me back if you get this, just so I know.
Offered the woman a recipe for sex cake. I don't know what that is. I assume it's
Here's what we do. You're the bottom layer, and then we do a little cream over the top, and then I'm the top layer. Being a sex offender can, like, it's a huge umbrella term for, like, a lot of different things.
I thought you were going to say, being a sex offender, I know it's tough for us to, you know,
it's rough. You're already, you know, the cards are already stacked against you in court, but.
No, but Andy's the sex offender, remember.
Yeah. All right, we got Skylar Jones, Andy Myers, Seymour Butts.
Sorry. Oh, he's going for a basket. He shoots.
Oh, what does that even mean?
You're way off. I don't even know. I didn't even think I considered you hitting the bookshelf for a possibility.
Yeah.
I tried to, like, torpedo it, and it swung right in there. It, like, curved.
Dude, it's an off day when you...
The myth, the legend, Leaper couldn't be here, so...
She's not a myth.
What is it?
A bitch.
Oh.
Oh, he's getting called out.
A whole bottle of water already?
I'm so thirsty. I'm sweating in my car.
Nice shot. Okay, he said he was installing a shower so they could shower together. How weird is that, just installing a shower at your place of business? That'd be like at Panera, be like, Andy, I'm installing a shower so we could shower together. Hurry up.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother, get in the shower. No, Al, no.
Come on, brother. Your eye, one of your eyes is looking at me.
Yeah. Why won't you look at me with both eyes?
I think we're about ready to bounce, gentlemen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't initiate the goodbye. I have to initiate the goodbye.
I felt like we could change it up this week.
Well, you felt wrong.
Oh.
Are you going to give me the wrong buzzer? Good.
All right, so for Skylar, Andy, and myself, this is Matt signing out.
Signing out. There you go. Signing out.
I can't sign out yet. I got to do the spiel. So remember.
Signing out. Damn it. You know what? I better just leave it to you. Signing out.
That's a little premature. I wonder if Erica has anything to say about that.
Oh. So she has an out. So you can find us.
That's the third time you've used that joke with me and my girlfriend.
Yeah, but the first two were on you, and then I was able to come back around with the girlfriend.
That's called a callback. Yep. Jinx, you owe me your soul. Yeah, I play for keeps.
One of the most wanted arcade titles is coming to Xbox Live and PlayStation Network.
Wait for it.
Can you think of it? An arcade game that was awesome back in the day.
Can you give me like a time?
It was based off a popular TV show.
The Simpsons?
The Simpsons arcade game.
Oh, Jesus!
Andy, now!
Happy birthday to you.
I wasn't part of this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sky
Baby Bird.
Good.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, fuck. The only thing I'm going to be doing is like, guys, oh my God. Seriously, guys. Oh my God. Oh my God, guys. You guys. Oh my God.
He's not even going to be here. We're just going to call him on Skype and we're going to be like, Skyler, how you doing? That's really good. It's like, Skyler, you all right?
It's okay. Like, I fucking casted that spell.
Oh my God. Hold on, guys. I got to fight a dragon. he's like catatonic. He's just playing like.
The TV's off. I know I'm playing from memory.
I'm playing from memory.
Or you're like, I have the force. You just shut it off and you're like, let's do this.
Anytime the controller vibrates, you're like, oh my God, I'm dying.
I'm going to get you guys for, what is that, libel or slander?
Liability.
Slander. It's slander when it's
You're a whore.
Verbal. Yeah, libel verbal. When it's printed.
When it's printed. We can do libel, though, too.
Yeah.
We can. Why stop at just slander?
10.
On North Slappy Boulevard.
We are children. Well, it probably is the most deadly snake in North America right now. Yeah. That particular one.
That particular snake. We know the particular deadliest snake in North America.
What if it just like slithers through your fucking door?
Dude, I would probably run and push one of you down as I was running. I'm not above that. I'm not a virtuous man.
I'd stand on this table.
I'd be on top of the bookcase. Yeah. I'd be like, get it away, get it away.
Like freaking like a woman in any old cartoon with a mouse.
I'd be throwing beer bottles and your computer at it.
Oh, my computer.
Yeah.
You would push us down and you're like, no, not the computer.
I care about myself, man. What can I say?
You just see Snake sitting by this tombstone and he just puts a gun in his mouth and it like fades in the gunshot. I'm like,
Snake?
Yeah.
Snake!
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do to get my sneak ability up was I'd break into someone's room and I'd crouch down and I'd just walk back and forth across the room while they were sleeping.
Oh, you'd Manson it. That's what they would do.
I would be in there and they wouldn't know I'd be in there for like 8 hours of game time just walking back and forth. And then I'd leave before they ever woke up. I wouldn't take anything.
I didn't know they got your sneak up. That's awesome.
So, like, just think if you were that person and just, like, like, I've been hearing weird noises. I'm going to put a camera in my room. And just this guy comes in every night and just walks back and forth for 8 hours and then leaves.
I swear to you, it's all black people.
And how'd that make you feel, Andy?
It was just weird. I'm like,
Snowflake? Huh? How do you feel?
Oh, it was weird.
No, don't you dare do this. Don't you dare do that.
I hope this reaches someone important, but I want Sega to stop butt-fucking Sonic. I want it to stop.
Sonic 4 was good.
Okay, out of like what? 36 games?
Sonic Colors was good.
Okay, so we had Sonic, Sonic 2, Sonic and Tails, Sonic 3, and then Sonic and Knuckles, and then a fucking mile-long list of shit games, and then you're...
All right, but here's what you're asking from them. You're asking them to stop shitting on Sonic, and they did. They can't release another 20 games to offset all their shitty ones. They have to start somewhere, so there's their first two games.
Sonic Racers. I want them to apologize for that. I want them to... Sonic Racers? Why doesn't he just get off the fucking board and run?
Oh, I don't know their names.
Rob Schneider. No. Okay, Adam Sandler played Rob Schneider. Rob Schneider played
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen.
Oh, okay.
Seth Rogen played Busboy. I don't know.
And Busboy played a speed bump.
Hey, honey, come watch Spice Channel with Dad.
And that game's been out forever, so if you guys go, spoilers, go fuck yourself.
You could just talk to Amber about it.
Nah.
Oh, my God, guys, you're so funny.
We need to get in contact with her.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
We actually do not.
Yeah. We need
Amber,
to
you
want to
come on the podcast? Next day, we all have to go to like the hospital for an STD that none of us touched her.
Yeah, I think I'm clear.
You guys all got contact STDs just by being around her. Hey, you see this burial ground? I'm just going to dig it in right here. All right. And then,
they would find out facts about the ghost that's supposed to be there, and then they'd like one was like, your mother's a whore.
he apparently hated Irishmen, so we're going to go in there dressed up as leprechauns.
Take a whiz all over everything.
Just gonna piss in this grave right here, see what happens. And that is a hand coming out of the earth, coming right for me. All right.
You get so they were the Steve Irwins of of ghost hunting.
So. Oh, I'm going to jam my thumb up his ass.
Who's Steve Jobs?
Don't trifle with me.
Yeah,
right. Oh,
you got
me there. He's like, no fucking way.
Troll-a-lol-a-lol.
No fucking way.
I bought that one, hook, line, and sinker. Yeah. He's over here like,
are you what? No.
Nah, dog.
That's going to be the name of this episode.
Nah, dog. Did you step on a stick or was that a specter coming to get us?
I didn't step on any stick.
So I'm not sure if this is just me or if it might just be my computer or whatever.
It's just you.
But the newest Firefox update is not...
Has made my keys really sticky. It goes down Sunday.
You pay for the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
The gaming community is a supercomputer. Way to go, guys. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, like in...
You know, it's not a 23-year-old teacher on a 17-year-old boy. That's a score.
Yeah.
Score!
And then he has to go and narc the teacher out, even though she was hot.
No, it's usually one of his friends. He's like, dude, guess what I'm doing? He's like, oh, fucking fuck you, you're doing that.
Like hell.
It was a good ending. Oh, no.
She had a tight ass.
Oh, my God.
Time Splitters, that was that was solid.
What? I saw that, like,
what?
It got today.
Tell me, what?
Four? They're gonna, yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Oh!
There's a, since Crytek that was...
Yeah?
I need full sentences. All right. Full sentences,
Free Radical,
guys.
Free Radical got bought by Crytek. Crytek UK are the ones who made Crysis 2. So now they're free because they finished Crysis 2, and they said they were probably going to make Time Splitters 4 after Crysis 2. And in the PlayStation magazine that just got, like, people will be getting it on Monday, there's a blurb that has, like, the monkey holding a gun, and they say that, like, your favorite time-wielding monkey's coming back.
Oh, I'm so happy right now.
Time Splitters has been canceled. No!
I'm not too butthurt about that.
I have some audio from the street that they were trick-or-treating on. This was the street they were trick-or-treating on. So, I mean, if you have to trick-or-treat on that street, of course you're going to bring some protection with you.
You got to pack some heat.
Yeah, exactly.
Who buys trophies? Like, I mean, obviously in this situation it would be a joke, but what does this other guy need them for?
No, they were free.
He
they
probably
were just
like,
free trophies.
Maybe all his kids got him and shit, and they're just sitting around. And he's like, I don't want them.
Yeah, I don't know, but I was going to just, for things like on the podcast, like, here you go. Here's a trophy.
Maybe it's a really resentful dad who, like, lost the custody battle. He's like, well, fuck you, kids.
You don't want to come by dad's house anymore? Well, you don't get your trophies. It's almost like you never existed.
I almost made it to the Olympics with that.
Not anymore.
Third place regional soccer championship? I think not.
As far as my mantle above the fireplace is concerned, you didn't do jack shit.
Personally, if I sometimes I'll just take a trip to Epley Airfield and, you know.
People watch?
Yeah. Well, I'll just go on through, you know, get a little grope from the TSA. Feeling a little lonely. Hey, so what are you doing after this? All right.
You're working? All right, cool.
Groping more people. You harlot.
I'll be back in line. You'll see me out.
I'll be back around. You should just keep changing your clothes and coming back in.
Go to the different terminals.
Just screw with the TSA agent. Like, make him, hopefully he'll laugh, but go in, you know, get the, and then come back with just a fake mustache on and see what he does. They have, in Animaniacs, they have a lot of adult humor that's disguised. I remember when I was young, I caught one, like my first one. I remember it to this day. It was an episode of Freakazoid.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going through the planets, and he comes up and he goes, that's Uranus. And I'm sitting there like, oh.
But seriously, what the fuck, Valve?
I'm a vampire, and I'm going to eat you.
Victor Vance is the only protagonist in the GTA series that did what? Die, make a cameo in another GTA game, murder a family member, or purposely ingest a drug?
Make a cameo.
Andy?
Question once more, please.
Die, make a cameo, murder a family...
The question.
Oh, the question. Yeah. Victor Vance is the only protagonist known to do what? Die, make a cameo, murder a family member, or purposely ingest a drug?
Make a cameo.
That is what Skyler said.
Fuck!
Loser!
Die.
I'd buy from Walgreens any day.
Walgreens, they got cheap wine.
That needs to be their new jingle. Walgreens, cheap wine.
Cool. Should get a white noise machine.
I heard those.
I'll get you one for Christmas.
I heard those help people a lot.
That'd be funny. I get them a white noise machine. It's like,
you're a douchebag.
I fucking hate you.
Wake up in the night. Fuck.
Erica's sleeping. I'm like, and then you're like, have all these fucked up dreams. You're like, what is going on?
Like 6 hours into it, you just scream into it for like a split second, and then it goes back to.
Someone listening to this is like, oh, fuck you.
Just hear like, shit, really loud. They're waking up. Good.
It'll just be filled with the soundboard and it'll just randomize everything.
Jew, dude.
Shy to me.
Yeah. We should make the three-hit combo white noise machine.
Oh my god. We should. Do like a commercial too. Like, now for $9.99, the three-hit combo noise or white noise machine.
It's got tracks such as I just like you when you beat me. And the always famous
what? Why?
Why? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's only podcast to go from the windows to the wall. My name is Matt, and I am here with Skylar and Andy. What's up, guys?
I was not expecting that one.
I've been waiting all week to do that one. I thought about it on Monday.
Oh, that's good.
See, Matt always kind of like briefs us, like, I'm thinking about doing like the whitest podcast or something like that.
Yeah.
Or we'll like brainstorm one. And yeah, this time you just totally sprung it on us.
Carolyn Hopkins, who is 13 years old, has revealed to a magazine that she is still being breastfed.
Oh, I saw that.
And so are her brother and her dad.
Yes, I saw that.
So apparently they're making the breast of a bad situation. That's the only reason I wanted to do that story.
That was a good drop.
Wouldn't that be great if Batman won Game of the Year and like, and here to accept the award is Batman.
I'd like to accept the award on the behalf of the developers of Batman Arkham City.
It's just Christian Bale. Yeah. I made this for you.
All the people there don't want to kill me. This is for you. Elsa, where's Joker? Justice. This game gave me for justice. I like it.
And I just want to say that
I really like this game.
Fuck everything about it.
Investor analyst Paul. No. No. Paul Manwaring.
Paul Manwaring.
Crank it up loud. Your parents come down. Matt, let's go.
Low.
Hey. Hey.
Play this.
What you really should do is just blast classical music while you're drinking your wine.
They come.
No, yes, it's a very good year box.
1996. All right.
Wow, 2011. That was a great year. It still is a great year. Yeah.
Your parents come down. You have like a monocle and a top hat. And you're just
and no pants.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, guys, this next story is out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska.
Oh.
We got another one!
Yeah! Yes! Woo! Suck it, Florida!
This one does not help our state image, though.
Ah, oh, shit. It's from Iowa, right? Yeah.
Plattsmouth, Iowa, yeah.
Iowa, the bad Nebraska.
Just at any time say, hey, I want to be in the next one. And I'll
use
fit
the
you
promo
in.
Code BALLSACKMAGOO. We'll know.
The secret word to get in.
Yeah, we should make a secret word.
Hand banana.
Hand banana. Okay. If you come into the stream and type hand banana, it doesn't matter how you type it, just get hand banana in there. I will push you to the front of the line.
Which also means that you've listened to us, and congratulations. We love you.
And you've passed our test. Gym tan laundry. What would ours be? It'd be like podcast, video games.
Fap.
Fab. PVF.
Nice.
I would
I purposely attempt to cock block everyone in that house. Just kick open doors when it's really quiet at night. Hey, what's going on? Hey, you guys want to play Call of Duty? Okay. No? All right, I'll be back in about 6 minutes.
I've done the P and the F. I don't have a V. Do you guys want to play? That will do it for the podcast.
This has been the most complicated podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to tell people when I post this one, just strap in for this one. It's a roller coaster. Anyway.
It's like WoW, except instead of WoW, it's a podcast. Instead of podcast, it's kind of just three guys talking.
Find us on Facebook. Search 3-Hit Combo Podcast. You can email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. That is the number 3. 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So
we now have a pot, or we now have Tumblr.
And Tumblr. We'll be on Tumblr. So for Andy and Baby Bird, this is Matt.
Shut up.
I forgot about Baby Bird already.